Welcome to the Kol Hadash Podcast. This is episode 5 of season 14. This episode features the Torah reading from Kol Nidre, recorded live at High Holiday Services on October 11th, 2024.
Most of the time, life is never entirely good or entirely bad. At times, it can feel like we're all doomed, like everything is crashing down, like the dawn will never come. We should never deny the reality of how that feels, or how hard it is to see beyond that feeling. Doom and gloom can be a kind of anxiety pileup, focusing on what has gone wrong and what is going wrong, and adding on what could still go wrong. Yet there are always other things going right. No matter how sleep-deprived and stressed a new parent may be, every day that baby, that toddler, will do something very cute. And we have to remember that. In a magazine I enjoy called The Week, that covers news from a variety of perspectives, there's a section every issue called It Wasn't All Bad. Examples of people helping total strangers, animals finding forever homes. It's never all bad. The moment someone whom we love dies, it is impossible to get perspective or to see the big picture. All we can see in our mind's eye are those last breaths, those last minutes and hours. In the aftermath, in the time between death and memorial service, it can be hard to think beyond the previous days in a hospital bed or hospice care as they faded away and we pre-mourned their loss. Or they died suddenly and we replay the phone call, the moment of discovery, the last view and last touch. However death contacts us, sudden or gradual or anywhere in between, we find ourselves so close to this huge emotional experience that our consciousness barely has room for anything else. And this moment is generally when I meet with families to plan their funeral. And I tell them that in the immediate moment after death, it's like standing right next to a barn, and all you can see is this loss. Nothing else is visible. But with some time, with some distance, we will again be able to see with a wider view. That barn, that loss, it will become part of the landscape, still important and looming larger the closer we are to it, the closer we are to an anniversary or a birthday or a yard site, a death anniversary, or even to a restaurant they loved. Time and distance will give us what I tried to provide through the memorial, perspective. With perspective, maybe we can see the life they lived in all of its complexity, and we can see their death in the fuller context of how they lived. We are still sad to remember our loss, yet our tears are softened by good memories, positive experiences, loving moments. The problems that we face today as Jews, as Americans, as human beings, they are real problems. The technology we have created that can dominate our lives, the social fabric that sustains us and that is fraying ever more deeply, the challenges of Israel among the nations and the Jews among the peoples of the world, these are real problems. But so too are the positives. Jewish people in the world today have more rights and more political power, more financial resources, and yes, more military power than we have ever had in our history. If there is a Jewish golden age, it must be now, because we have more freedom and more creativity than ever, and because Jewish women are now fully welcome in Jewish leadership in most places. As for humanity, our intelligence, our ingenuity, our creativity and collaboration together have transformed the human experience. Millions still suffer, but not because we cannot do better. Our will, our priorities, our choices, our action or inaction, they allow it to happen. We have proven that we have the power to do better. People can live longer and better and together in greater numbers than our ancestors could have imagined. At its height, ancient Rome 2,000 years ago had 1 million urban inhabitants. That would make Rome the 10th largest city in the United States. In China, there are more than 120 cities, over 1 million people. Cities that large are only possible because of human innovation and cooperation. Sewers and water, power and garbage removal, some kind of order and justice, some kind of commerce and welfare services. The engineering and construction behind a suspension bridge or a skyscraper. The science behind a vaccination program or a space program. All of these are signs of human success and strength and achievement, which should give us hope for the future. In other words, if people got us into this mess, then people might just be able to get us out. The right perspective can make all the difference in how we feel. So how do we get past the fear of doom? How do we get past the depths of grief and personal loss to a place of perspective? We can always try one foot in front of the other, live more life, keep moving forward until you realize that you have not looked back over your shoulder in a while at loss and fear. We can even actively seek the positive, look for the good news. We can make ourselves remember the many years of good life before those last days and hours. Pictures and video, letters and mementos, they take us away from now and back to a happier then. There is also a way that we can till the ground to help more flowers grow in the future. We can make a more meaningful now. Traditional Jewish theology imagined a heavenly book of life, opened on Rosh Hashanah and closed at the end of Yom Kippur. That book of life listed who would live and who would die in the new year, and that is why we needed so many hours of services. We wanted more life. Those of us who do not believe in cosmic judgment can still use that image of a book of life for our own inspiration, because we write our book of life. The more we live, truly live, the more we love, the more we experience good and get through the bad, in the future we will have that much more positive life for us to remember. And those who remember us when we are gone, they will also have more positive memories to draw on when they need to. Love life, live your life with gusto, be loving, make the most out of your limited time in this world. Those who lose you will still be sad when you are gone, but not forever. With some time, with some distance, some perspective, they will also remember you how you lived, your smile and your joy, your love and your gifts, and those will make them smile too. We end with perspective and wisdom from Richard Dawkins, evolutionary biologist and humanist activist, from his book, Unweaving the Rainbow. We are going to die, and that makes us the lucky ones. Most people are never going to die because they are never going to be born. The potential people who could have been here in my place, but who will in fact never see the light of day, outnumber the sand grains of Arabia. Certainly those unborn ghosts include greater poets than Keats, scientists greater than Newton. We know this because the set of possible people allowed by our DNA so massively exceeds the set of actual people. In the teeth of these stupefying odds, it is you and I, in our ordinariness, that are here. We are here, and that is enough. I wish you again, and the last time, a Shana Yoter Tova, a better year in this year.
Thank you for listening to the Kol Hadash podcast. To learn more, support, and membership to Kol Hadash, visit kolhadash.com. To learn more about secular humanistic Judaism, visit shj.org.